Warwick Hadfield, hello there.
Hello, Fran.
In the AFL, there'll be a few patched-up teams announced tonight ahead of the semis this weekend. It doesn't look like being a problem for the West Coast the weekend after next.
No, look, it's
all good there.
Yes, Jack Gunston's needs a replacement at Hawthorn. Sam Reed and Buddy Franklin, of course, need replacements at Sydney. And out of the West, yesterday came this stunning bit of news for anyone thinking about who they've got to play Saturday week or Sunday week. Matt Prittis and Chris Maston, both of whom missed that annihilation by the West Coast of Hawthorn, are fit and ready. Now, Prittis is a Brownlow medalist, not a bad bloke to bring back into your side, and Chris Maston, a star in his own right. And also the news that Jeremy McGovern, who has been playing with a shoulder injury, the West Coast believe he's going to be fit to go all the way. So whoever wins this weekend and whoever has to travel to Perth, they're in for a pretty rough confrontation, it seems, Fran. Just that flight alone is a handicap in itself.
And in rugby league, they're, of course, the business end of the season too. Valentine Holmes fit for Cronulla this weekend.
Yeah, well, they've got the Sharks have got a big flight too up to North Queensland, and all hands on deck are required again when you have a road trip like that. Valentine Holmes, he sounds more like a sponsor than a player, doesn't he, really? But he's a star winger for the Sharks, been in great form this year. He got a corky last week, went off early in the game, but all the signs are good. And look, the North Queensland Cowboys, they've been eliminated at this time so many times, sometimes, you know, at the hands of the referee, sometimes at the hands of their opponents. And I reckon Jonathan Thurston, getting to that age, or if he doesn't win a premiership soon, and win with this club, he's won one before with Canterbury Bankstown, I reckon that desire will be burning pretty firm in his chest, Fran.
Oh, you heard it here first. Warwick, thank you very much.
Good on you, Fran.